You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
A very powerful mitzvah is called Shuluach HaBen, to send the bird away and take the babies. So then right after this pasuk mentions that Ki Tivne Bayit Chadash. So from here we learn that if you observe the mitzvah sending the bird away, then right away Hashem will give you a very beautiful house. So that's why these two pasukim came right after one another. So the question that you... Here. Yeah, in Yerushalayim, Tibanev Tikonet, was that Hashem? So now the question that you're asking, what's the question you're asking? What has anything to do? Yeah, to sending the bird away to have a new house. What's the connection? What's the connection? Don't give up.
You shoot the mom from his house.
I'm sorry?
You shoot the mom from his house.
Shoot what?
You shoot the mom from house.
Shoot?
Shoot.
The mom? Why?
Sitting on the nest, on the baby.
Right, but what's the connection to have a house relating to observe this mitzvah? Why these two pesukim right after one another?
You let somebody out of his house with the birth, so Hashem give you a house.
No, it has to be the other one. Yeah. Then you'll be out of the house too.
I think if you give a house, everything is hand of Hashem. Whatever Hashem wants is going
to
happen.
No, Hashem Shalom. No, don't tell this to anybody. No. What way exactly takes place when you send the mother away? What do you do? Why do you send it away?
So she can build a new house again? No.
You take the babies, but first you send the mother away. Why?
So it doesn't see.
Ah, why? Why she's not see?
It's going to hurt her feelings.
Ah, Chazak Baruch, beautiful. Bah, 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 bah. Very nice.
It's going to hurt
the feelings.
Right? It's painful for her. No?
But doesn't it see it anyway?
Yes?
Yes.
Good. Now, listen carefully. You listening?
Yeah.
Yes.
So now here we learn that this mitzvah right after one another. That means the reward of doing such a mitzvah, then Hashem gives you a house. Why? Because the whole concept of having a bayit, a house, is to not hurt anybody. So now here, the same way that you send the mother away, and you take the baby, so it would not cause pain for her. So Hashem is teaching us, in the house you have to be very cautious. You know, sometimes you see something goes wrong, right? Just shout, oh, what are you doing this? What's happening here? I'm coming home, I'm tired, I'm hungry. You know, it's very interesting that people, like I said, they're invited to a wedding, and they have kids. What do?
They
call the babysitter, and then they kept the babies, they go to the wedding. But something that they never learned, whenever you want to fight and argue, you call a babysitter, and then you go outside and fight. It's not only for the wedding. Because in the house, you're not permitted to fight, to argue. That's what the whole concept here is. Bayit means peace, shalom, simcha. And that's why these two mitzvahs is right after one another. The same way that you should not cause a pain for the mother, Hashem says, Chazak Baruch, I'm going to give you a house. Because that's the whole concept of Bayit here is. That's why the only mitzvah, only one that Ribbono Shel Olam guarantees, it says, if there's a shalom in the Bayit, I'm going to come and become your roommate. Yeah. And Hashem Yizakenu to observe this mitzvah bishlumuta, b'ezrat Hashem, and kol batei Yisrael.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.